Listen to the scientists. That's what 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg told members of Congress yesterday. She's taking that message to New York tomorrow. She'll join thousands of students who are expected to walk out of school and march through Lower Manhattan, demanding global action to stop climate change. Millions of young people around the world are also expected to join. Their goal is to make a statement ahead of next Monday's UN Climate Action Summit. WNYC's Gwyn Hogan reports the protest has been a long time in the making.
It's early September, 9 days before the march, and about 60 high schoolers are in rows of folding chairs in an old church basement on the Upper West Side. In the front of the room, there are a dozen other organizers. They've been meeting like this for several months. 18-year-old Shiv Soen from Edison, New Jersey, puts a question to the room.
Yeah, wait, also, just a quick question. How many of you is this your first meeting? Oh my God.
About half the kids raise their hands.
New people we have every week. You guys are awesome.
New York City's local chapter of Fridays for Future started small last December. Just a few kids skipping class once a week to protest outside the United Nations. They were inspired by 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who started protesting in front of the Swedish parliament over a year ago. But this show of hands tells organizers their little movement is picking up steam. It's been months of planning, fundraising, promoting, email blasting, and navigating New York City's thankless bureaucracy.
I've been meeting with the comptroller and talking a lot with the mayor's office to put pressure on the Department of Education so that the Department of Education grants amnesty for every single New York City student who wants to strike.
That was 16-year-old organizer Azalea Danes. Danes and the other students organizing New York City's rally say they're putting in all this calculated energy for a variety of reasons. For Danes, it was flooding during Hurricane Sandy.
I remember very, very clearly being without power for a week and being without electricity, and my dad frantically cooking and my mom being on the phone with FEMA for hurricane relief.
Others have asthma and are concerned about air quality. Some experience droughts, floods, or wildfires in other places before moving here. They are all alarmed by the warming planet and frustrated at adults who aren't moving fast enough to stop it.
I wanted to have children, and now I don't know if that's ethical or not, to bring them into a world that is literally being destroyed.
That's 17-year-old Adam Neville. And here's 17-year-old Karma Selsey.
Though I have some slightly different demands, like for me, the main thing is that we really involve low-income communities and communities of color in this movement because they are the most affected by climate change.
Students wrap up their meeting standing in a circle, singing a song they'll use at Friday's march, written by a group called the Peace Poets.
We're gonna strike because our waters are rising.
But Friday's march is not the end. The students got the city's education department to allow kids to skip school with parental permission this time. But some of these students will strike next Friday, and the Friday after that, and the one after that, until they can convince adults to take action. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.